بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a point of benefit on the creed. Regarding the permission of Allah. The permission of Allah. This is known in Arabic as إذن. الإذن. الإذن. The permission of Allah. It is of two types. Legal or شرعي. الإذن الشرعي. The legal permission, and al-ithn al-kawni, the universal one, legal and universal. That which is related to the creation, is kawni, universal, is of the universal type. While that which is related to الشرعي, then it is of the شرعي type. This is the criteria. So that which is related to the legislations, then it is of the شرعي, the legal type. That which is related to the creation, then it is of the universal one, كوني. So we'll write it down, inshallah, شرعي and كوني. Kawni, universal. Shar'i, legal. And the universal or kawni is related to the creation. And the shar'i, legal, is related to the shara', to the legislation. Take for example, in Surah Ash-Shura, 42:21. قال الله تعالى, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شرعوا لهم من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله. أم لهم شركاء شرعوا لهم من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله. The إذن here, the permit here is شرعي, not كوني. This is in Surah Ash-Shura 42:21. Or have they partners with Allah who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not allowed? Okay, so the permission here which Allah refers to is, Allah did not permit it legally, but rather He permitted it universally, from the aspect that He permitted it to exist, to come to creation. What to come to creation? That they have taken partners with Allah and instituted what? These partners as gods besides Allah. Did this exist or not? Question, so that you understand this, inshallah, properly. Did this exist or not? Huh? It did. So Allah allowed it or permitted it from the creation aspect, from the universal aspect. Is He pleased with it? Is Allah pleased with it legally? No, He did not permit it legally. Take for example in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:255. قال الله تعالى, من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? This permission is what? Kawni, universal. No? Kawni, universal. Kawni. Not kawni, kawni, from kawn, creation, universal. Also in fayakunu tayran bi'ithnillah, when concerning the miracles which Allah gave to Isa alayhi salam. In Surah Al-Imran, and will 349, yes, and will make him, Isa, Jesus, a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, that I designed for you out of clay, as it were, كهيئة الطير, the figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird, what? By Allah's permit, by Allah's leave. This is universal, right? This is kawni. Allah permitted it to come to exist in this way. Is that clear? So therefore, the permit or leave or inam of Allah is divided into these two types, shar'i and kawni. Anything that is related to creation and bringing to existence, then it is kawni, from the kawn, from the universe. Is that right? Clear? Also like in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 110. Chapter 5, verse 110. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي Al-Ma'idah 110. And you brought forth... Yes. And when you brought forth the dead by my permission, by my permission. Let us examine the following verse. In Surah 10, Yunus 59. قال الله تعالى قل الله أذن لكم أم على الله تفترون. Is this legal or kawni? Is this shar'i or kawni? Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me what provision Allah has sent down to you and you have made of it lawful and unlawful. Say, O Muhammad, has Allah permitted you to do so, or do you invent a lie against Allah? This is legal. This is legal permit. This is referring to the legal permit. Naam. So if someone says now the following question, what's the difference between them? What is the difference between them? The difference is that with the legal permit, there is that which Allah loves. While with the kawni permit, what? There is that which Allah may love and that which He may not love. This is the first one. Clear? Clear this difference? Nothing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to existence that necessarily He loves or permits it to exist that He necessarily loves. This is one difference between the two. The second, with respect to the universal kawni, that which Allah permitted will come to exist, is inevitable to take place. You understand? Right? Meaning that Allah permitted it to exist, therefore it will exist. It will come to exist. طيب. While with the shar'i permit, it may exist and it may not exist. Some may comply to the sharia and some may not comply to the permit. Is that clear? Clear? Meaning that which Allah permits legally may come to exist and it may not come to exist. You see the difference now between the two? Okay. Fine. Alhamdulillah.